This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The only place in football where the offense is always on the field is on Moneyline. With the two best hosts in radio, Donnie Wrightside.
If anybody wasn't watching, listen, I don't know what you were doing.
And Kevin Walsh.
Forget, act like you've been there before.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Ready to go, people. The best hour of your day now officially underway. It is Moneyline. It is a Friday. It is a holiday Friday. Shout out to the people out there working hard, waiting for the weekend. It is almost here. It's almost lunchtime for me. I got a nice day off Saturday. I'll be working pro baseball today, Sunday morning, and another day off on Monday. So I'm looking forward to it as well. Welcome to everybody out there listening right now on Sirius XM Channel 159, right here on the Sports Grid Network. And also, if you're in the chat box here, everybody popping already. Aaron Schoen, Rye Capes out here. Darren's out here. Kristen Hess is out here and also says, Aaron is driving from Virginia to Michigan to visit my dad in the hospital. So prayers out to him. We're a community here, uplifting here. So maybe him driving, we can have a good little hour here, break it down and have some fun, because I know we're waiting for Major League Baseball. It's a full deck today. We're going to get after it. Here's my goal for today. So I got my pen, right? Yesterday, I took a loss. I don't like losing. Had Olsen to get one plus hits, runs, or RBIs. I smoked a home run in his first at-bat. And then we had at-bat after at-bat after at-bat for Drake Baldwin, who's been a great young catcher here for the Atlanta Braves. Not able to come through with any statistics, which disappoints me in a game where they scored a lot of runs. But he also had two hits, per se, or I should have said contacts with the baseball. Didn't get a base hit. One for 101 xFIP and one for 110 xFIP. Exit velocity. And neither one of those resulted in a base knock. So it is what happens here. We're out here. Jordan P's out here. We're having fun. We're going to break down every single game on the card. But today, like, since we have a full card, yesterday, again, shorter card, a lot of conditions I didn't like all that much. Some spots that made some sense if you went with the San Diego Padres team total over, that ended up hitting there. Technically, it shouldn't have, right? You had two runs in the second inning. You wait till the ninth to get your next two, then you score a couple of extra innings, and the Padres still lost. I need to find, like, I want to start by going, like, top three team totals of the day, top three batters of the day, right? And see how we can build off of that. You know, RBI props always going to be, you know, on the forefront here. If the market makes sense for the hits, runs, and RBI plays, they're going to make some sense. And to see if we can maybe take it up a notch on a few other things. Maybe it's just a hitter prop parlay that you go with as well. So many different ways to act upon this card today, which I do think we can find some action. Looks like there's 31 pitchers over the past month in Major League Baseball with at least five innings pitched. Good sample size to work with.
A lot of those guys, 4X FIPs or higher. A few of those guys at 5 or higher. So we should be able to find some things that we can sort of measure and take advantage of today. But also in the NBA as well, yesterday, like I was really saying to myself, you know what? I thought the Minnesota Timberwolves had a legitimate chance to win their basketball game against OKC. But the one thing I also thought was we're going to get a great performance out of Anthony Edwards. Was it an efficient performance? Not necessarily. 12 of 26 from the floor, 1 of 9 from three-point range, but still scored 32 points, easily going over his 24.5. But the Minnesota Timberwolves down by 4 at the end of the first quarter, down by 8 at the break, then lose the third quarter by 14 points. It was a wrap. It was over. It was done at that point. And basically that series is going up in smoke. They'll play game number 3 tomorrow night in Minnesota as the scene flips, from OKC over to Minnesota. We'll see if they have a last-ditch effort, but that line certainly hovering, depending where you're shopping at, 3s to 3.5s out here. Now also, big game at Madison Square Garden tonight, people. Really big game. You saw the New York Knicks in game number 1, and I went to bed going, man, love that -4.5 that I got on the Knicks, up 16 points here. I'm going to dip out and go to bed with 7 minutes to go, and I'm going to wake up a winner. Only to see me waking up a loser, and so were the New York Knicks on the outright money line as well. That can't happen. Does it happen again tonight? Look at the spread tonight in this game, right? Opening at the FanDuel Sportsbook at -6. FanDuel still currently sits at 6. DraftKings at 6. BetMGM at 6.5. Bet365, 6.5. Out in Vegas at the Westgate, 6.5. Heavy favorite, roughly a touchdown favorite for the New York Knicks. But as always, if you guys were listening this morning to the early line, Ben and I were going to this game ad nauseum, brought in JY to talk about it as well. I love the New York Knicks tonight in the first half. And yesterday, that line, when I took it out, it was -3.5 in the first half. If I look now, FanDuel still has 3.5 at a -130 price. But other outlets, guys, DraftKings at 4, BetMGM, Bet365, Westgate, all 4.5s and 4s. So those 3.5s are slipping here, but still showing at FanDuel New Jersey. There's no doubt in my mind the Knicks are going to be up 4 points tonight. And that's how I'm playing it. Do I think the Knicks win? Yes. I thought the Knicks would win game number 1. Also understand this. The Knicks really had that game planned down, up close to double digits at the break last game, but melted unbelievably late in the fourth quarter. I don't think that happens in this game. I think the Knicks are the better team tonight. They'll win, but also don't want to have a landslide at the end. The one thing I can tell you right now, shocking to me if the Knicks are up 10 at the break and then win the game but don't cover, not necessarily. Shocking to me would be that the Pacers would be up 6-8 at the break and the Knicks come back and win that game and cover. See where I'm going with this? I'm just looking from a betting perspective. The Knicks have to have a good start tonight or that doubt starts to creep in. That arena is so loud and so much fun when it's going well for the Knicks. You don't want to see that tension creep in earlier into the game. So that's how I played it tonight. Also, another way to play it, if I like, you know, correlations for the most part, Josh Hart, not the ultimate scoring guy, but you know he's going to probably play 48 minutes tonight in a game that they absolutely have to have unless it's a market blowout for the New York Knicks or a blowout by the Pacers, which would be hard to see tonight. Could happen, but stranger things have happened. I don't think that's going to be the case. But Josh Hart, over his last two games, which was the closeout game number 6 against the Boston Celtics and also game number 1 against the Indiana Pacers. He has a combined total of 18 assists. 18. So this morning, let me just see the exact line I got on this because I don't want to trip you up and say, hey, well, this is the line I got and it's not available anymore. I just want to go back to see exactly what I got here. Let me just bring up my account. All right. Let me hit the refresh. Come on now. Let's see what we got. All right. Knicks Pacers picks, Josh Hart over 5.5 assists. And that was at a -136 price that I got it at this morning. Let me just flip back now and go to FanDuel just to see if they're dealing or anything has changed. And you might say like, hey, Donna, that's kind of an interesting pick. Why wouldn't you just go with a points prop? Like last night, we loved Anthony Edwards over 24.5 and that easily hit. Well, just looking for different ways to actually play this game. So if we go assists, there we go. Finally have it up and assist for the game. And we scroll down. Where are we at here? Josh Hart, 5.5 -136. Still identical there. So I think Josh Hart will be in the mix of it. I think Josh Hart's going to play a ton of minutes tonight. I think he will continue to be a facilitator tonight. And away you go. Over 5.5 at a minus 136 price for me for Josh Hart. And again, playing the first half of the game tonight, which would be the New York Knicks, at -3.5, which still sits at the FanDuel Sportsbook here in New Jersey at a minus 130 price. That's where we're going in the involvement today. Now, other hot topics across the sports landscape before we start to really get down on some Major League Baseball. Florida Panthers smashed the Carolina Hurricanes last night, 5-0. The college football playoff format will adopt straight seeding. Hello, about time. We're starting to get close in college football, right? To getting things that are correct at this point. Acuna comes back here for the Braves. 7.5 games behind those Philadelphia Phillies in the NL East as they continue to cruise after hammering the lowly Colorado Rockies. Let's get into Major League Baseball next. Let's pick out some pitchers that we can start to fade and then line those hitters up. It's a Friday. It's payday. Let's get after it, people. We'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Efoxaloner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next-level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next-level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Welcome home, people. Yes, this is your home. Right here on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159, every single day, Monday through Friday, 11 to 12 Eastern. It is Moneyline. Today, a solo mission for your boy, DRS, as we line up our Major League Baseball card today. Exciting. Had a very good week, but again, lost yesterday, and we're looking to come back strong. Looking to sort of get into categories today, right? Give me some team totals we can look at, because the day before yesterday, I took a couple alternate team totals, which ended up hitting. Was a three-leg. It's like a minus 118 price and came through and didn't need all that much of a struggle, right? But I do want to take a look at, you know, the options today on this card and certainly for the remaining parts of the spring and into the summer. It's always nice to get the advantages that you believe are going to happen tonight and put them into categories, right? Teams that have a legitimate chance to score a lot of runs against said pitchers, which means pitchers that are struggling, pitchers have a high xFIP, pitchers that aren't pitching that well, lineups that are red hot, or some of the ones we like the best, which always are the tricky handicaps. Pitcher that should get blown up against an offense that's not so good. Maybe that changes tonight or in the next few starts. And that's usually what the xFIP is going to tell you. Sort of a predictive indicator of when pitcher getting lucky, and also those weighted on base percentages and the, you know, ISO power numbers of some teams. Man, they can't be that bad forever. Maybe they're just going up against a string of really good pitchers. We'll be able to settle in and try to find that out. But let's get after it today. We do have an early game on the card at 1:35 as part of a doubleheader, which would be Baltimore and Boston. Game number one at 1:35, game number two at 7:10 Eastern. We'll get to it there, but I just wanted to let you guys know that there is one afternoon game, but everything else starts at 6:40 p.m. Eastern and later, and that's a full card. That's the way we like it. I like when I have multiple plays going off at the same time. A little more stressful, technically, when you have like an afternoon game. Hey, I got a game at 3, I got a game at 4, I got a game at 5. Like, give me them all together. Give me at 6 o'clock, give me 7 o'clock, 6:45. You get the drift here. And we'll be able to pick those out. But pitchers on the card today, last month in Major League Baseball, xFIP-wise. Hunter Green is coming back to the mound. Theoretically, he's still the best pitcher over the last month, but only 15 innings pitched and an xFIP. That's absolutely incredible of 1.27. Now, some people would say, no, we're not handicapping that game yet. But the thought process for me when a really good pitcher coming back off IL, it's hard to trust that he's going to be that really good pitcher right away. It may be taking him some time to ramp up. Hunter Green might be able to go, you know, like a hot knife through butter against the Cubs, but I'm not betting on that. I don't want to be left holding the bag like, ooh, a lot of question marks. Like, that's the key to handicapping for the most part. Remove the question marks out of it. You're always going to have some, like, things you need answered. But if you're going to have a game that has one question mark, like, okay, I can deal with that. Or one that could have five question marks, avoid the five question mark game. Go with the gut and say, you know what? Let me limit the damage. Let me put the odds in my favor of what I think as opposed to, yeah, I thought that could happen. That did happen. I thought that could happen as well. Yeah, that did happen. Don't do that to yourself. It's too much. Slade Ciccone, only five innings pitched. You're going to pitch for Cleveland today, a 133 xFIP number and a 540 ERA. Again, not removed from the equation, but that's not really a good indicator of just five innings. Zach Wheeler's on the mound today, Mackenzie Gore, Chris Sale, Pablo Lopez, Griffin Canning, all really good xFIP numbers. But again, our focus isn't really on taking team totals or fading batters against good pitchers. It's taking those bad pitchers and lining them up against offenses that we think can do some damage. So we always like to look with the xFIP numbers at least in the fours over the past month, and maybe even close to that five range. So if we're looking in the mids, right, as I like to call it, let's just say 4.50 or higher on the xFIP number. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pitchers over the past month that fit that category. Those pitchers are as followed, and decent innings pitched behind them, which is good. Brian Bello, 26 and a third innings pitched, a 4.65 xFIP number. Sandy Alcantara used to be one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball. His last 24 innings pitched, a 4.69 xFIP number. Jeffrey Springs of the Athletics, 30 and a two-thirds innings pitched here, a 4.76 xFIP number. Miles Michaelis, who, by the way, has pitched so much better as of late. You know what his ERA is over his past 27 and a third innings pitched? It's 1.30. Damn near unhittable. But his xFIP number is still 5. You see where we're going with this? Like, he's been so good as of late at keeping the runners from not scoring, but we're still not believing those numbers on the ERA because his xFIP numbers are exponentially higher than that. Noah Cameron, only 12 and two-thirds innings pitched for the Royals over the past month. He's got an 0.71 ERA, but an xFIP number of 5.03. Jackson Jobe, 19 and a third innings pitched for the Detroit Tigers. How about a 5.11 xFIP number and an equally high ERA? Ryan Mucho Gusto, as I like to say, of the Houston Astros. His 14 innings pitched over the past month, a high ERA over 6, and an xFIP number of 5.26. And then usually, pulling up the rear is some sort of, you know, Chicago White Sox player or pitcher, and that's Sean Burke. 26 and a third innings pitched over the last month. He's got a decent ERA, but a 5.86 xFIP number. All right, now, we're going to set some of those things aside, as I told you. Just getting those numbers off of fan graphs for the past month, where these pitchers are, how hot they are coming into this environment. Also keep in mind, we don't have great hitting conditions in a lot of places because in the late parts of May, we're supposed to be 70 degrees or higher. Some still going to be stuck in the 50s with some wind and not a lot of rain, which is great, which we've had for the past couple of days in some of those northern cities and the northeast cities here on the Eastern Corridor. So let's take a look here and let's start because I want to go over these teams as we start with the hitters that we could use today. So instead of going like pitchers first, which I just told you, the pitchers were probably going to fade. I want to set up a list now and go over each and every one of these games with hitters that make a lot of sense just based on what the pitchers have given up over the past couple weeks here. Like game number one, Boston Red Sox taking on the Baltimore Orioles. It's going to be Cade Povich on the mound, and he's taking on Brian Bello. And I just told you, Bello is possibly going to be a fade spot for us today. You take a look on the opposite side, left-handed pitcher Cade Povich. Do I even have him listed? There he is. 14th on the card. Higher ERA, slightly less xFIP number. But if we're looking for hitters in that game, and again, doubleheaders easier, to bet game number one than game number two. We all understand that. But again, temperatures, 55 degrees in Boston today. Not a great day in the Northeast, but still, drier temperatures and the wind not howling in like we were going to see yesterday with like 20-mile-an-hour winds blowing in, temperatures in the 40s, and some rain in the forecast. Much better. Let's get the hitters out of the way over the next couple segments. Come on back with me. It's Donnie Wright's out on a solo mission right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Efoxaloner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Right back at it, people. Let's get after it here. Picking out some of those batters that make some sense against the pitchers. We'll get to the XFIP in just a little bit once again, but I want to take a look at the value of some of these batters. Game number one we're talking about. And that is Boston and Baltimore. Kate Povich on the mound. We take a look at his XFIP numbers. Not bad, 3.89. His last 30 days, which include 90 batters faced, he's done very well against lefty and righties. So even though you look at Devers and Bregman and Refsnyder and Narvaez and Rafaela, they all have decent numbers. We're going to pass on game number one with the Boston Red Sox. The Baltimore batters going up against Bello. Here's the issue. You take a look at Bello, I just told you, 26 and a third innings pitched, a 4.44 ERA, which isn't great, a 4.65 XFIP, which is higher. You look at some of the batters in the lineup today, Jackson Holliday, Gunnar Henderson, and Ryan O'Hearn. Not great, though, right? Those three batters good. Everybody else bad. If you are looking at to lefty batters, Bello has a 3.43 weighted on base percentage, which isn't overly elevated, but is slightly higher. Right-handed batters at a 3.71. If you were to bet today, Holliday, Henderson, and O'Hearn would make some sense, but I don't get enough juice in the tank right now for that because the ISO power numbers against Bayo are low. The weighted on base percentages are slightly higher. That's a pass in game number one for me. Game number two, Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Matthew Boyd is on the mound going up against Hunter Green. I told you, not really too much I can deal with on Hunter Green. He was fantastic before he got injured, but he is injured right now. Coming back off that injury, it's still not enough to say, well, I'm going to take Seiya Suzuki or Pete Crow Armstrong or, you know, Dansby Swanson in the lineup. Nobody for the Cubs would be on my card, number one, because Green is good. And number two, there's too many question marks with how good he might be coming back. I don't want to say, oh, well, I don't think he'll be as good. We don't know how good he's going to be. We don't know how long he's going to be on the game. So I'm going to remove myself from the equation from at least a Cubs perspective. The Cincinnati Reds, Matthew Boyd, takes the mound here today. If we look at Matthew Boyd, he's eighth on the card over the past 30 days with an XFIP number of 3.22 through 29 innings pitched. It's a pretty good sample size. Here's also the issue, though. You take a look, and he's a lefty. He's been dominant this season against lefties. Against righties, he's a little bit elevated, but has a high K rate and a low walk rate. Therefore, that XFIP number is lower. But if we are being, you know, truthful, Boyd, over the past 95 batters he's faced, look at the ISO number, 270. Weighted on base percentage, 373. Those are elevated numbers. So you would be focusing on right-handed batters going up today against Matthew Boyd. 64-degree temperatures in Cincinnati, 8-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left center field. If I had to take like two batters that I liked in this lineup, that'd be Austin Hayes and Tyler Stevenson. However, not big sample size. Hayes, 12 at-bats against lefties over the past month. Stevenson, 17 at-bats against left-handed batters, pitchers over the past month. So once again, even though there are some batters that I think make some sense, and Boyd has given it up a little bit to right-handed batters, he still has a low XFIP number. We're going to pass on that game altogether. Milwaukee and Pittsburgh. Freddy Peralta's on the mound today going up against a horrendous Pittsburgh Pirates offense. If we look at Freddy Peralta, he hasn't even been that great. ERA 3.29, you like. How about a 4.44 XFIP number, which is elevated over his last 27 and a third innings pitched? So for me, I'll say, all right, well, what's he done in the last 30 days? How about a 101 ISO against and a weighted on base percentage of 265? There's no way that even though O'Neill Cruz has above average numbers through 56 at bats against righties, I still can't take him. It's not enough of a matchup. 53 degree temperatures, 9 mile an hour winds blowing out. It's cold in Pittsburgh. That's a pitcher's ballpark. Other side, Paul Skeens on the mound, going up against a lineup that doesn't thump right-handed pitching, at least over the past 30 days. That's a no play for me. So we're looking at 1, 2, 3 games to start off. No real action that we have. All right. Let's get to a game at 6:45 tonight. That's San Francisco and that's Washington. Landon Raup is going to be on the mound for the Giants. He comes in 20th on my card today of 31 pitchers. 24 innings pitched. An ERA that's above average at 4.13, or below average, I should say, for a pitcher. And an xFIP of 4.33. Over the past 30 days, Raup has done very well against right-handed batters. Doesn't strike out a lot, but an 0.94 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 3.02. 60-degree temperatures in Washington today. The reason I bring that up is there is a wind blowing out to right field. So your focus then shifts to what can I get out of a left-handed batter if they pull the ball? Raup to lefties, low K rate, high walk rate, 196 ISO, 370 weighted on base percentage. And those two batters at the top of the lineup, Abrams and Wood, they're on the list. So Abrams and Wood from Washington. All right, we're going to start to get here. The better pitching matchups, hopefully they're out of the way. The better hitting matchups, on the way, people. It's Friday. We're breaking it all down. We'll be right back next on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Focus on baseball, people. It's your boy DRS on a solo mission here on a Friday. By the way, found something interesting here for us. That Washington Nationals San Francisco Giants game. Which again, not great weather conditions. 63 degrees. We'll take it in Washington. Raup, not a great pitcher, and does get hit around quite a bit from left-handed batters. How about this, though? I just told you Abrams and Wood were pretty good options. High ISO, high weighted on base percentage for both of those guys. Look at the anticipated lineup. Now, we won't know for sure for the next couple hours. It's a 6:45 first pitch. Abrams lefty, Wood lefty, Lowe lefty, Kybert Ruiz lefty, Luis Garcia lefty, Josh Bell lefty, Call righty, and then Tanna as a lefty. We're looking at 8 left-handed batters going up against Landon Raup. That's pretty impressive here. Now, let me just go into a little bit deeply here. A little bit deeper, I should say. I'm going to look up Raup's numbers just to get sort of a split on what he's been doing. So if we look for him on the season, right? Left-handed or right-handed batters, weighted on base percentage. Pretty even. He actually gives up a little bit more weighted on base percentage to righties than he does lefties. That's a difference of 320 to 332. Both of those right in the strike zone where the batters are having some success. If we look at Raup at home, which again, he pitches in San Francisco, that's a great pitcher's ballpark. You look at him and say, all right, at home, he actually has an ERA of 2.30, which again, we don't care all that much about. But a weighted on base percentage of 319. On the road, that turns into a 5 ERA, and that turns into a 331 weighted on base percentage. So if we go on the road and go with the splits here between lefties and righties, the 331 to both sides equally through what he's been doing here. And that also is a total of 6 road home runs that he's given up. By the way, guys, hasn't given up a home run at home. He's given up 6 on the road. Why? It's a great pitcher's ballpark in San Francisco. So as we start to push this down just a little bit more, and we take a look at some of those xFIP numbers that we love to look at. To lefties on the season, his xFIP is a 4.50. To righties, it's a 2.99, which again is telling us a lot about what he's been giving up on the season over the past 30 days. It's more to lefties than it is righties. Opening the season, he was very good against lefties. His last 54 batters, they're starting to get to him just a little bit more. His xFIP at home is a 4.02, which the interesting part is away xFIP is actually better at 3.42. But we don't care about that, right? We don't care about the overall. I just told you, we're going to have 9 batters, and 8 of those will be lefties. That's our only focus. So here's another indictment here that we can use. Home versus lefties, he's actually better at a 3.85, which also goes into a good pitching performance in San Francisco. Look at his away numbers, guys. A 5.02 xFIP to lefties, And if I'm going to get eight left-handed batters in the lineup tonight, where he pitches to a 5.02 xFIP, that's our first team total alert that we're going to write down. It's on Washington. Do we love the overall lineup? No, we don't. But it's hard to pass up that I'm going to get eight left-handed batters against a guy that technically struggles with left-handed batters. That's going to be an indicator right away. So write that down for now. We'll go with Washington as a team total as a possibility. Mackenzie Gore is going up against Landon Rapp. And Mackenzie Gore has a 3.95 ERA but a 2.59 xFIP number over the past month. So even though he does struggle technically as a lefty with right-handed batters, we're going to remove the Giants from the equation, even though Ramos has had tremendous success. Wilmer Flores has some success here going up against lefty pitchers. That's not enough. Our focus is going to be on Washington, a couple player props, and more importantly, Washington there with a team total. Toronto and Tampa Bay today. Love to see it. It's in Tampa. 86 degrees, wind blowing out to right. That's a great start here. Eric Lauer, listed as the starting pitcher through his 45 batters that he's faced this year, he's actually got some pretty good numbers. So does he have enough? He's got to have at least five innings pitched then, right? So let's see if Lauer's actually listed all the way through, or that might be an opener at this point. So let me go. That is the Toronto Blue Jays. Do we have somebody else listed as a Toronto starter today? I don't think so. So maybe we just don't have... Oh, there we go. It's 10th on the card. I apologize. 2.25 ERA, a 3.68 xFIP number. Not great statistics there when you're looking at Tampa, who can't hit anything that's being thrown by left-handed pitchers. We'll leave them off the equation. Drew Rasmussen on the opposite side for Tampa Bay. 4.62 ERA over the past month. 3.86 xFIP, which is better. He struggled over the... By the way, his full season, 181 batters, very good. Last 30 days, which includes 105 batters, he's getting tagged around a little bit. A 2.37 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 340. You take a look at the lineup coming in, six of eight batters are plus against right-handed pitching this year in a smaller ballpark and low K rate. So even though I don't love to go against this, like Rasmussen has decent statistics with his xFIP numbers, but he's struggling over the past month. I'm going to write down team total number two would be Toronto. And again, flowing into that rotation, I probably need more lefties than righties going up against them. The only issue is we don't have great, great lefties for Toronto. Varsho's put up impressive numbers. He's a big K guy, though, so it sort of struggles. Addison Barger, Nathan Lukes, we've used those guys in the past. But right now, I'm going to write down Toronto as a team total, and also a note here to check the players that we like in that, because we might have a couple that really make some sense. Well, that's good, though. So now we're starting to find some teams, Washington and Toronto, that sort of fill into that mindscape here, or landscape, I should say. Baltimore and Boston, game number two. Charlie Morton's on the mound. He absolutely stinks. There's no question in my mind. That guy stinks. And he's coming into, Charlie's got a 4.43 ERA and a 4.04 xFIP number of the past 20 innings. So pitching a little bit better analytically than I thought he would be. Gets hammered by right-handed pitching or right-handed bats. But that's, again, a doubleheader. We don't know who's starting. Lucas Giolito. And where's Lucas at here? Let's see his numbers for the past month as we line him up. Giolito is... Why is he not listed here on this? So we'll go Boston. There's Giolito. 18th on the card. A 7 ERA over the past month. And a 4.21 xFIP number. Again, set that one aside. It's a doubleheader. Don't waste your time because we don't know who's actually pitching in that game or who is going to be available at that point. All right. Keep it moving down the list. Getting off of that doubleheader, the Dodgers and the Mets. Clayton Kershaw's on the mound tonight. Got roughed up in his first start. Only 20 batters he's faced. Right-handed batters pummeled him, which he faced 17. Marte is a righty. Alonso's a righty. Vientos is a righty. Alvarez is a righty. Taylor and Acuna. Not a lot of great right-handed bats in that lineup, per se. Marte, again, good. Alonso, good. Vientos, high ISO. But if we're looking at Alvarez, Taylor, and Acuna, not really good numbers here against left-handed pitching. But having said that, Kershaw is a little bit of a wild card, which I do think can get hit around. We're also talking about New York, guys. 57 degrees in the Northeast today, colder temperatures, 4-mile-an-hour winds, really non-existent, blowing left foul pole to right foul pole. But that's one I might want to stay away from, even though I do think there's a legitimate chance that Kershaw gets spiked in this game. Lineup looks fantastic for the Dodgers, as it does on a night-to-night basis, particularly against right-handed pitching. But Griffin Canning, guys, has been very good. Over the past month, he's got 21 and a third innings pitched, a 1.69 ERA coupled with a 3.20 xFIP number. Even though those numbers look sensational out there, maybe he struggles a little bit with left-handed batters, which is Ohtani, which is Freeman, which is Muncy. You get the point here. I'm going to stay away and trust the numbers. Colder temperatures, Nani, leave that game alone. Cleveland and Detroit. This game, 54 degrees, which isn't great. 10-mile-an-hour wind blowing out. It is a pitcher's ballpark. Slade Ciccone's on the mound. Only 20 batters that he's faced. A high ERA, a low xFIP number, because he does strike out for, or struck out 40% of the batters he's faced. This is a tough one. Now, let me go back. Let's take a look at last year. What do we have last season on him? 330. He was terrible last year. You know what? Bend the rules on this one. Can we bend the rules on this one with my guy Slade? Let me just take a look at his numbers coming into the season, or at least AAA or minor league numbers here. Let me get his game log. Where has he been? So again, game log's not going to show. There's the minor league game log. 5 2/3 innings pitch, 4 innings pitch, and 3 1/3. 2 earned runs over 5 2/3. 4 innings pitch, 3 earned runs. So he hasn't done that well either. Let me see his game log in the majors here. That one game he pitched. 5 innings, 4 earned runs. You know what? You might have, you know what? We'll write it down. Detroit, team total has a possibility. Bend the rules on a Friday, people. That's what I'm doing. We'll be right back to continue this Major League Baseball card next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
The new McCrispy Strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy Strip Dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Gas up the tank, people, right? The Detroit Tigers down as a possible team total shot for later today. Why is that? Ciccone is bad. Because he gets hammered by lefties. He was terrible last year. Kerry Carpenter, great numbers. Riley Green, great numbers. Cole Keith, great numbers. Trey Sweeney, great numbers. Javi Baez, great numbers. That's something I want to might want to focus on today. Let me just take a look, too, because can I go back to, let's go to his splits tool. Looks like it's only, I only have it for this season. Let's see. Let's go to 2024. Can we get us? There we go. We got a splits for last year, guys. In 2024 to lefties, 38 innings pitched, 339 weighted on base percentage against. If we take a look at his away to lefties, it was only 309, which is impressive. How about that? Can we find something to bend the rules back in our direction? How about xFIP numbers? Let's do that. 2024 xFIP to lefties, yeah, 5.29. That's what we wanted to see. That's what we wanted to see. Away to lefties, 5.05. So there you go. We might be able to get down with some action on the Tigers. And right, well, look at Riley Green, guys. Last 30 days in Major League Baseball. Whew! 455 ISO and a 564 weighted on base percentage against right-handed pitching. Goodness. Is that not a launch bomb out here today? Is that not what it is, chat box? Is that what we're going to do today? Yeah, we're writing them down. There's a distinct possibility. We're hammering that side. Jackson Job on the other side, guys. Not a great pitcher either. You know the drill with him. I got 31 pitchers on the card today. He's 29. High ERA, high xFIP number. Not a great lineup here for the Cleveland Guardians. But let's see if we can make some sense of this, right? On the season, 173 batters Job has faced. He's got a 156 ISO, which isn't that bad. And a weighted on base percentage of 325. Not that bad. But over his last 91 batters, that 156 ISO increases to 179. That 325 weighted on base percentage, that increases to a 366. How about that? And by the way, weighted on base average. Hey, Donnie, what's the difference between that and ISO? I'll read you the exact definition. Measures on base percentage allowed by a pitcher and accounts for how. Let me get that back up here. Hold on. Come on. Just scribe me out. There we go. On-base percentage allowed by a pitcher and accounts for how a player reached base instead of simply considering whether a player reached base safely. So there you go. And lefties have been cracking Jobe over the look at this. Hold on. We got Kwan is a lefty. Ramirez is a lefty. Manzardo lefty. Santana lefty. Naylor lefty. Martinez lefty. And Jones lefty. That's seven. That's seven. You know what? We might have a we're going to Detroit team total. We're going to write down Cleveland team total. And maybe just an over for that game. See? We're finding stuff we can dig into. Because again, if a guy's getting crushed by lefties, even if the numbers aren't that great, we're stacking tons of lefties up. It's not great hitting environment, but we do have a 10-mile-an-hour wind blowing out in cooler temperatures. See where we're going? I think it makes some sense. I do. San Diego and Atlanta, Nick Pivetta's on the mound today, struggling a lot over the past 30 days. He was really good to start the season. Olsen, decent numbers. Ozuna, decent numbers, but not a great lineup. And Ronald Acuna is going to be back for that game. San Diego on the opposite side, they can't hit lefties. And Chris Sale's a lefty. So I'm going to leave that one out. Texas and Chicago, that's the White Sox. Tyler Molly's on the mound. And by the way, Tyler Molly, does he have some good numbers out here? What? His xFIP is a little bit high, but his ERA is 2.22. Last 30 days, 113 batters he's faced, an 0.85 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 2.75. Yeah, no thanks. Chicago's lineup stinks too. Sean Burke on the other side, cracked by lefties on the season, cracked by lefties over the past 30 days. Lefties would be the way you'd want to play this, but not a lot of great lefties in the lineup today for the Texas Rangers. Smith's got bad numbers against righties. Who else is out there as a lefty? Jock Peterson, decent numbers. He might be on there. Jonah Heim, decent weighted on base percentage. Sam Haggerty, only 9 at-bats, though, with a decent ISO. That's a tough one. I need more left-handed batters in that lineup. So we'll pass just for now, but Burke is one of those guys, though. 26 and a third innings pitched over the past 30 days. How about a 5.86 xFIP number? Devastatingly bad. They're just going to fade Burke for the White Sox today? Doesn't matter who the batters are? 53-degree temperatures, 7-mile-an-hour winds blowing in. Not a great presence there. Certainly isn't. Kansas City and Minnesota. Noah Cameron, lefty on the mound today. Decent statistics. Where is he popping up on my card today? Ooh, he's low. Only 12 and two-thirds innings pitched for him over the past 30 days, which is all his innings this season. How about an 0.671 ERA? Like, damn, he's not giving up anything here. But a five xFIP number because he doesn't strike anybody out. And his walk rates are pretty high. Not a great lineup for the Minnesota Twins tonight, to be honest, though. If you're saying, Dottie, you got to give me one player, it would be Jeffers and or Correa tonight going up against Cameron. But again, Cameron, he's got pretty decent statistics here, which is kind of interesting. Kansas City going up against Pablo Lopez. Not really looking for this. Lopez, top six pitcher on the card today. How about a 2.94 xFIP? Good numbers from the Kansas City guys, but we're not fading a good pitcher. That's not happening. Emerson Hancock's on the mound tonight, guys, for the Seattle Mariners. He's getting hammered against lefties all season long. But here's the issue. There's never any lefties in that lineup here for the Houston Astros. Only one, which is a switch hitter, and that's Victor Caratini. And he's got decent statistics. But lefty is where you really want to go after Emerson Hancock, and they don't have that. Ryan Mucho Gusto, though, people, he's on the mound today, and he gets hammered by lefties. So now we're going to take a look at Seattle, who you know already loves some of their batters. And Mucho Gusto out here with 14 innings pitched. How about a 6.43 ERA and a 5.26 xFIP number over the past month? Lefties that you got to like? J.P. Crawford, Jorge Polanco, Cal Raleigh, Rowdy Tellez. Yes, looks good. So we are actually going to write down a team, Seattle team total. So good Seattle team total, but also those left-handed batters in the lineup make a lot of sense. Which again, Crawford, Polanco, Raleigh, Tellez. Yes, sir. Look at that. We're making our way around this baseball card today. It's feeling good. We'll squeeze another win in. St. Louis Cardinals and the Arizona Diamondbacks. This game's going to take place in St. Louis. Again, 65-degree temperatures. It's about as good as you're going to get today, it feels like. Zach Gallen is on the mound, and over the past month for our guy Zach Gallen, he's actually pitched so much better than he did at the beginning of the season. 4.71 ERA, which is still slightly elevated, but a 3.81 xFIP number. We'll lay off the batters there. Miles Michaelis, that's killing me, man. He should get killed tonight. And yet this guy's sitting here over his last 27 and two-thirds innings pitch with a 1.30 ERA. Ah, I can't fade him. Hate to say it. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Efoxalaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next-level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next-level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Could be a team total type of night tonight. People just added Seattle down there with some of the left-handed batters that they like. Let's continue the final three games and give some shout-outs before we get out of here for the weekend and a long weekend. There will be no money line on Monday. I do apologize for that. It is what it is. I won't be on the early line either, but we'll be bright and early on Tuesday morning. I'll be in studio with Ben Stevens. And then again, I won't actually be on radio on Tuesday. I'll be returning back on Wednesday radio from a normal solo effort here. Clark Schmidt's on the mound today, taking on the Colorado Rockies. An 80-degree temperature Colorado day. How about that? With a light wind blowing in from center field around 8 miles per hour. Clark Schmidt on the card today. Let's take a look at what he's been doing for the past month. 21st, a 313 ERA, which you like, but a 433 xFIP number. Is that enough to sort of sway the tide? Not necessarily for me. Let's go to the other side. Tanner Gordon. I don't know too much about him, but that Yankees lineup is due to explode. Tanner Gordon. He's got 28 batters faced this year. Struggling with righties. What do we, you know what? I want to spend a little bit of time here on this. Where is this guy Tanner Gordon coming from here? So we'll go Tanner Gordon. Let's get some background on him. All right, looks like in drafted in 2019, it was in rookie ball. If we go this year, again, I just told you, only 6 innings pitched at the Major League Baseball level, a 568 ERA, triple A this year, guys. He's had 39 innings. He's got a 623 ERA and a 540 xFIP number. Major League Baseball last year, 34 innings pitched, an 865 ERA, and an xFIP of 4.51. He actually had a FIP of 6.14. And an expected ERA of 5.94. Man, AAA in 2024, he was bad. Oh, my. Oh, my. Now, granted, when I say that, you have to take that with a grain of salt because it is Colorado, and it's not a pitcher that they're expected to do a lot of damage with, and the Yankees are a 3-1 favorite. I'm just going to flip over right now and take a look at what those team totals we're looking at are. They're 6.5 at minus 140, which... It's so hard to gauge, right? It is. But that's when the Phillies were 7.5 yesterday, by the way, at plus money in Colorado. Theoretically, some about the same. The 7.5 was like plus 110, plus 115. This 6.5 is a minus 140 price. Their whole lineup looks like it's going to kick butt tonight for the Yankees. I'm actually going to write down game number five, the Yankees as a team total. That's incredible, man, at 6.5. But their lineup looks like they might launch this kid. He's got terrible numbers, and it's 80 degrees. So multiple chances, like Grisham, Judge, Bellinger, Dominguez, Volpe, Wells, LeMahieu, all massive numbers lining up against Tanner Gordon. File that one away, people. Sandy Alcantara's on the mound today. He's been absolutely brutal this season. 25th on the card today. He's got an 8.5 ERA over the past 24 innings pitched. He's been brutal here. Lefties and righties smashing him. Decent temperatures out there. I'm going to write down possibly the Angels as a team total. We'll circle back on that one as we see the rosters come out later. The Marlins tonight going up against Yusei Kikuchi. They don't hit lefties at all. They're brutal. They might not even get a hit tonight. How about that? Maybe if you want a better no-hitter with Kikuchi, you might have a decent shot at that. How about that? Phillies in the Athletics tonight. Zach Wheeler's on the mound. You ain't fading that guy. I don't care where you're at. Jeffrey Springs tonight. Where is he lining up? Is he higher than we thought? Or he's a bad pitcher, isn't he? Yeah, 26th. He's got a 2.64 ERA, but a 4.76 xFIP number. He actually struggles against left-handed batters, not righties, which Schwarber and Harper would be in your wheelhouse tonight, but not a lot of lovely statistics. But to be honest, we got Washington, we got Toronto, we got Detroit and Cleveland, we got Seattle, we got the Yankees, and we got the Angels tonight as possible team totals. I like where this card's headed tonight. I do. And it's a holiday weekend, so I wish everybody a relaxing, safe holiday. It's a Memorial Day. Shout out those veterans there. Wouldn't have the lives we live without them. Always want to show the respect to them that they deserve a Memorial Day weekend. Also, all the hardworking people out there that deserve an extra damn day off. And they're going to get that Monday. That's fantastic. Chatbox was great again today. IOD checking in late here at this point. And everybody say, Donnie out here. Let's cash. Let's get it tonight. Everyone have a safe and profitable weekend. The people are all here together, enjoined as one right now on the network that you need to be. And that's the Sports Grid Network. I love doing solo shows. More importantly, when we get done this, I love eating lunch because it's my one meal of the day. Today, it's going to be a banging sandwich, a pizza, and fries. How about that, people? What are you guys going out? Hopefully, get that barbecue going. Whether you are taking some edibles out there that are legal, whether you're having a cocktail or two, which is completely legal, enjoy your weekend. Be safe out there. Shout out to everybody looking to cash tickets this weekend. I'll see you soon. Might not be Monday. Darn it. I'm going to be back on Tuesday on the early line. How about that? We'll see you. Enjoy your weekend. Let's get after it.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.